joined now by Philip Martin, senior investigative reporter for our partner station WGBH in Boston, with a Boston headline on a national political story now. Candidate and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney was very critical, you'll remember, back in 2008 of the $80 billion bailout of the auto industry. Here he is once again speaking with CBS News.
There's no question but that if you just write a check, that you're going to see these companies go out of business ultimately. Instead, we have to help these companies restructure, stay in business, but restructure, shed the unnecessary costs.
That's Romney calling for a, quote, managed bankruptcy for Detroit automakers. Today, Romney stands by his managed bankruptcy option and says General Motors and Chrysler would have come out stronger through his process. But according to reporter Philip Martin and some others, Romney himself is perhaps an unexpected beneficiary of this very same bailout he opposed. Philip Martin is chief investigative reporter at WGBH. Welcome. And what's going on here?
John, welcome to you. Welcome to Boston.
It's great to be here.
Absolutely.
How did Romney benefit and how unexpected is it?
Well, put it this way. When Romney left Bain, he engineered his own golden parachute. That parachute basically allowed him to make money from any Bain investments in the past and in the future. The future investment included the buying of Sensata Technologies. It was a Texas Instruments company that became Sensata Technologies. And when Bain bought it, the company had already been offshoring, but then the offshoring increased exponentially after Bain took it over. And Sensata basically put sensors in cars. And so, Sensata was heading south in terms of its money making prior to the auto bailout. When the auto bailout occurred, when I say south, I mean in terms of profit.
Yeah, sure.
And then when the auto bailout occurred, of course, Sensata started to make a lot of money. And Mitt Romney, who had engineered this golden parachute, made money from those investments.
You talked with some people who explain this a little bit. Let's hear from them.
Absolutely.
Jeremy Thompson is a senior researcher for Mass Uniting. Here's what he says.
One of Mitt Romney's top investments is this thing called Fund 8, which is a Bain Capital investment. Fund 8 is part of Bain's controlling interest in a company called Sensata. 63% of their business in 2011 came from the automotive industry.
And, of course, 2011, Mitt Romney is essentially already a candidate. Is there any way of telling exactly in dollar amounts how much money Bain, you know, got from these investments?
Well, we know from the only complete tax return that he's released, and the operative word here is only complete, the operative phrase, rather, is 2010. And from that, we know that he made about $22 million, which was taxed at a capital gains rate of 13.9%. So it's clear he made a lot of money. Fund 8 apparently brought in a good amount of that money, perhaps not the preponderance of that money, but a good amount of that money.
Political fallout here before we go?
Well, the political fallout is that in the wake of what just happened, this talk about the 47%, when I did the story, it would seem ironic. Now some people view it as hypocritical in terms of taxpayer-funded bailout in which Mitt Romney has benefited from and given Mr. Romney's excoriation of those who accept government money.
It's hard to know where he stands and, of course, increases the level of political confusion. Chief investigative reporter for our partner station WGBH in Boston, Philip Martin, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
We've been hearing from you about that 47% of Americans comment. Here's Frank from Royal Oak, Michigan.
What scares me most is the small mind which will condense 47% of the people into one category and not understand that there is a diversity of opinion even among Republicans and Democrats.
You know how to reach us at 877-8-MY-TAKE, weighing in about that comment from Mitt Romney or any other. Here's a comment from Bill in Orleans, Massachusetts.
I found it interesting that the authors of the 47% study, a nonpartisan group, confirmed that the wealthy in America, through loopholes, deductions, whatever, benefit much more from the current tax system than the, quote, 47% who don't pay. So take that, Mitt.
Do you think they got Mitt, and who's they? What do you want to say about them? You can give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. More from Boston and partner station WGBH right here on The Takeaway. We're on the road.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo. Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.